Six Nations Elected Council are choosing to continue support for the Canada Summer Games, set to begin August 6th. In a July Six Nations Elected Council General Finance meeting, Chief Mark Hill spoke on the opportunity Council has to continue their financial support for the Games that are set to be held in the Niagara and surrounding areas.
At this time, again, it was requested for a $20,000 request to look at further of the programming itself. That would include, again, our cultural piece. So dancers, singers, are some of our athletes, our lacrosse players. And so that's something that, again, Kevin is looking to still further during the summer games. There is a number of items, again, regardless if council approves this or not, we will still be participating in some fashion of whatever budget we still have remaining from the split of the Niagara College funds. And as well, there's an additional piece that is, due to the withdrawal of the credit First Nation. So there's a few extra dollars as well to be divided amongst the partners to be spent in the best way each partner sees fit. And so really the whole purpose of this is to include more cultural programming, more sports activation, highlighting lacrosse, and again, wanting to just have our athletes, or rather even young people, be able to fully see some of our presence throughout the summer games.
Councillor Malba Thomas reiterated Chief Hill's remarks, saying she strongly agrees with the work being done on the cultural side of the games to ensure that Six Nations will be well represented.
I think it's very unfortunate, yeah, that your credit isn't taken part, but as you said, we're going to move forward. And I think it's really important what Kevin is doing and how he's involving the culture, not only the sports piece of it, but also the dancing and singing. So I think that's really important. Then you get a holistic, view and experience of what is happening with here at Six Nations. So I don't hesitate to move to accept the $20,000 that is added to the funding that's already in place for the games.
The Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation announced earlier in July in a letter signed by Chief R. Stacey Laforme, saying the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation will be removing its name, logo, and all support from the Canada Summer Games, citing a lack of respect and lateral violence. Chief Hill spoke on these claims and said Six Nations' experience with the Games Council has always been very respectful.
I can't speak directly to their experience. However, our experience at the table has always been very respectful. And so, you know, our goal is to really, not obviously comment on their experience if that's how they feel. I know they wanted different, items to be brought at the games and the opening and different involvement. And so, I don't really see it as it was very equal in a sense. And so that may be part of it. I don't want to speak to that on it specifically, but again, our experience has been, we've been there as an equal partner since day one, wanting to bring forward, as much as we can from Six Nations. And so Kevin and I have had this discussion and want to continue just moving forward in the best way, as we have not experienced any lateral violence at the table.
Highlighting this year's games will be lacrosse, which will be making its return to the Canada Summer Games for the first time since 1985. Opening ceremonies for the Canada Summer Games will take place August 6th at 8 p.m. at the Meridian Center in St. Catharines.